In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome to your program, Treasures. And let's continue commenting on the book of Romans, the letter written by St. Paul to the Roman Church. As we mentioned last time, it's all about the salvation through Christ, the Savior. And it was kind of a response from St. Paul to the heresy in the new church of Romans, that the heresy of Judaism. Some people try to take the church in a false teaching. People should become a Jew before becoming Christian. And as we mentioned, it's, you know, very logic in the sequence, very reasonable, because he started by declaring the corruption in the whole world and also the corruption of the Jewish people. So everyone needs to be saved, needs a savior. Abraham is not the father of the Jew, but the father of all believers. Adam was the start of the problem. Christ is the solution, the savior. Baptism will take us from Adam's side to Christ's side. We need to struggle to be Christ-like, not to follow Adam's nature again. The guidance and the control of the Holy Spirit will take us to the righteousness of the Lord Himself. Chapter 9, about the chosen people who were the Jew people, but now the believers in Christ. Chapter 10 is about the prophecies given in the Old Testament to testify that Christ, the coming Messiah, for all people, not only for the Jew people. And the plan of God was for the salvation of all nations, not only for the Jew people. Lastly, he focused on the Christian life, how to live a real Christian life with Christian morals, from chapter 12 to the end of the epistle. Let's start reading the book of Romans. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. St. Paul used to put his name with the beginning of any letter, and he always considering himself a bond servant to Christ to prove that he worshipped Christ as God, and also called to be an apostle. He is not only a servant, but also an apostle called from the mouth of the Lord himself to be an apostle. Separated to the gospel of God, that he was called to be the preacher of the gospel of God. By the way, at that time, the gospel was not written yet, or not in the church. The gospel was the idea, the doctrine, the preaching of the good news that God came to save man. So that's the theme of the gospel. But there was no book called the gospel at that time. At that time, St. Mark started to write the first gospel, the gospel of St. Mark. But it was not yet known by all the church people. But the word gospel, Evangelion in the old Greek language, was about the good news the church was telling everyone, the gospel, which means that the church people was revealing the truth of the real God who came to save man and everyone on earth, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. So the coming of God incarnated to save man, that's the core of the prophecies. The old scriptures are all about the coming Christ. So he is saying to the Jew part and the pagan part that when Christ came to save man, he was preceded by many prophets who were just saying Christ is coming, the Messiah is coming, the Savior is coming. Concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh. So with the start of the book of Romans, he is saying the truth given to the church, the real doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is fully man and fully God. He was and is the Son of God. So he is fully God. He had the full divine nature. But also he became man, so he took our flesh from the seed of David. So he had to have a father like David because he became a real man. Concerning his son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born of the seed of David. Now the word born related to the flesh part, to the human nature part in Christ. Born of the seed of David according to the flesh, because he was born of Saint Mary, and Saint Mary was a daughter of David the king, and that was given in the prophecies. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of Holiness. So he proved all through his life that Christ was not only a man, was not only a prophet, he was not only a carpenter, he was not only just a messenger or an apostle. He was a real God with no sin. So he declared his divine nature through many things, through the acts, through the deeds. He made it clear to everyone, I am God. I am Jehovah. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of Holiness. So he proved his divine nature through the miracles, through the deeds, through the teachings, and lastly through his resurrection. By the resurrection from the dead. So Paul considered mainly the act of resurrection from the dead as the final proof of the divine nature of the Lord Christ. So in the few words given now, in the first chapter of Romans book, Saint Paul is declaring the full faith of the church. Christ is not only God, but also a man. Fully man and fully God in one person. He became man for our salvation, salvation of all nations. And being a man, his forefather is David. Being the Son of God, he is the only begotten Son of God the Father. Through him, we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Through him, one of the very common words commonly used by St. Paul is through Christ. Because through Christ we are taking the new nature. Through Christ we are taking the grace of the New Testament. Through Christ we will be saved. Through Christ we are the sons of God. So through Christ, because he came to be one of us in order to make all of us Son of God. He came to our land in order to take us to his land, to the kingdom of heaven. Through him, all blessings are given in the New Testament. And this is, you know, the main difference between the Old Testament righteousness and the New Testament righteousness. People in the Old Testament, they need only to believe in God and his existence, his power. But now in the Old New Testament, we have to be attached to Christ, because through him, through his Holy Spirit, we will be saved. Through him we have received grace and apostleship. For St. Paul himself, he became an apostle because he believed in Christ, he was baptized in the early church. So he got the grace of the Holy Spirit and became also like a priest or bishop or apostle in the early church, have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. Sometimes we do not use the word to believe concerning faith, but to obey faith. Because, you know, the faith is always related to the doctrine revealed by the church. The church revealed the truth, the secret of God. God became man. So some people will obey this faith, obey the truth. Others will reject the truth. So we may use the word they believe in it or they obey the faith. for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Now he's considering all nations because this is the theme of the Romans book. He wants to say that the salvation given to all nations, but through believing or obeying the faith, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. So he is speaking to his audience, the people who will read his letter, that they also are invited, they call to be people of Christ as other people in all nations in the whole world. To all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. So the writer is St. Paul. He is sending his message, his letter to the people, believers in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. So we are all called to be Christ-like. Through Christ, we will be saints because of his holy nature. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the usual greeting given by St. Paul. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. Another common ritual of St. Paul that when he is writing his letters, he's starting usually by thanksgiving to God. Although there is a big problem in Roman city, and the people believed in Christ are now doubting the idea of being Jew or Christian, but first of all, we should thank God for these people because they believe in Christ. That your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So everywhere in the whole world is saying that even some people in Roman city believed in Christ. That because the city of Rome was the, you know, like the queen of cities. So they considered people of Rome are the highest in this world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. So after thanking God for them, he is telling them, I used to pray for you all the time. Though I did not see you by faith, I couldn't come to visit you in the city of Rome, but still, I'm always considering you in my prayers. And God is my witness. He's saying that nobody listened to my prayer, but God knows that I'm always considering you in my prayers without ceasing. So as if he's on daily basis, he prays for the people believed in Christ in Rome. Making requests. If by some means, now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. Also, he is expressing his feeling that he is eager to come to visit them in Rome. He wished to visit them. He wished to see them face by face because he is happy with their belief in Christ. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. So he believed that being the bishop, the apostle of the church, full of the Holy Spirit, full of the grace of God, while visiting the people, he will bless them. He will give them spiritual gifts. So he's not taking, you know, in a boosting way, like seeing himself higher than anyone, but kind of his responsibility to go visiting his people, to bless them, to make their faith stronger, to make the church well established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. So after he mentioned that he will come and visit and bless them, he made it in another way. When I come to you, I also will be encouraged by your faith. So mutually, we will share faith and we will empower each other. So he's speaking humbly, as if he needs their share to support him also and to encourage his ministry. But also, he will bless them as a father, as an apostle from the Mother Church. Now I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often plan to come to you. It seems like some of these people were blaming him that, why didn't you visit us after this many years? Most of the disciples here in Rome are your disciples. So why didn't you come and bless and preach the word of God in Rome? So he is defending himself that was a wish in his heart many years before, but still time did not come yet and the plan of God in the future. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I often plan to come. So he had this plan in his heart, but was hindered until now. I was hindered until now. So it seemed like he may put a plan in his mind, but he is following God's plan. He is praying to do what God wants him to do, not what he sees better for the service. And this is very, you know, very nice virtue in the heart of St. Paul. Although he was very, very smart and he loved the service and he could see by his mind many things to do, but he always listened to God's voice, following God's will. He does not want to do what he likes to do, but what God wants him to do. I often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I had the blessing of visiting many countries, so I wish to have the blessing of visiting you. And you know, he put it this way, to have some fruit among you. So as a nice farmer, as a smart farmer, he had many farms and he was sowing the seed of God everywhere, but the land, the farm of Rome, he couldn't touch yet. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians. That's his feeling as a preacher, as a great evangelist. He feels always like debted. He is, you know, he wants to deliver the message of salvation to everyone out of the feeling of being debted to them. Like, I need to pay you back because God saved me in order to deliver the salvation to others. God chose me and took me from the dark side to the side of light just for others. So I owe you. I have to come to you, both to wise and to unwise. So don't look like, don't consider me as visiting some people and ignoring you. I am just farming everywhere. I want to visit all the world countries. I want to preach the word of God to everyone. So I do not differentiate or see people better than others. The wise like the unwise, the barbarian, the simple people are like the Greek high people. So as much as in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. So for me, you are like beloved people. I wish to come to you and preach the word of God to you like other people. So in the first part of chapter 1 of the letter to Roman people, he declared that he is the bondservant of the Lord. He greeted the people of the Church of Rome. He made it in a very simple and concise way that we are preaching God Christ as fully God and fully man, and he came for our salvation. The salvation is available for all nations, and he wished to come to them, but he was hindered, but the plan of God will allow him one day to visit the people of Rome. Glory to God. Amen.